You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. Alaska Public Gardens Day. Officially, it's the Saturday before Memorial Day, which this year falls on May 29th. It's a tradition that goes back 10 years when the state legislature passed a law creating Alaska Public Gardens Day to Alaskify the celebration of community gardens because National Public Gardens Day falls on May 6th. And, well, Alaska gardens are usually just getting started at that point. But come this Saturday, a chance to truly appreciate the importance of community gardens. And in Juneau, there's a wonderful place you can go to do that, the Jensen Olson Arboretum. So joining us now to tell us about what's happening there is Pat White, president of the Friends of the Jensen Olson Arboretum. Hi, Pat.
Hi.
And Ginger Hudson, new manager of the Jensen Olson Arboretum. Hi, Ginger.
Hello, Shelley.
Hello. Well, Pat, let's begin with you. How does the Arboretum usually celebrate Alaska Public Gardens Day?
Well, we generally have, it's open 9 to 5, and we as the Friends will have a table, a membership table and an informational table. So if anybody wants to join or understand the kinds of work that we do as a Friends board, it'll be there. And Ginger can talk about what she's going to do. And that most of the activity is involving the gardens. And I'm there just to help out with information and membership. The Friends also has a docent program, and the docents will be there as well, answering questions. They'll be wearing vests that say docents so people can ask questions and get some answers.
And this year, the big news for the Arboretum is the new manager, Ginger Hudson. She's only the second manager after Merrill Jensen, who retired. Tell me a little bit, Pat, about what the search for a new manager was like, especially in a pandemic.
Well, it was the year before the pandemic. So it was, I think it was 48 applicants and 24 passed basic requirements. And then they nailed it down to Ginger. So Merrill and Michelle Elfers, who's the assistant director of Parks and Rec, and the director of Parks and Rec worked on interviewing. And it, because Parks and Rec, it's a city-owned facility in partnership with Seal Trust. So the city does the personnel parts of the operation. That's why Parks and Rec was doing the interviewing. And when was Ginger came on in January.
Ginger, how are you settling in?
Oh, wonderful. It is beautiful here. I relocated from Anchorage. I really enjoy the change of scenery, the beautiful ocean, and the big, huge trees of our Southeast rainforest.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about what you did before this?
I owned and operated my own landscape design, consulting, teaching, and garden writing business. And prior to that, I worked for the Alaska Botanical Garden in Anchorage, East Anchorage, where I learned a great deal about gardening in Alaska, in addition to becoming an Alaska Master Gardener and working with a lot of our garden clubs, such as the Alaska Native Plant Society, and the Alaska Rock Garden Society, and continuing education to really round out why all plants are important, not just our natural forests, but how we can help conserve and cultivate plants that are beneficial and beautiful for everyone.
And there must be some interesting differences between Anchorage Gardens and Southeast Alaska Gardens. What have you observed so far?
I have a little wider palette to pick from here in Southeast. Generally, it is not as cold down here, although we did have a nice frigid spell late this winter, which was really exciting. The snow sits around a little longer in South Central Alaska. However, there is the valley nearby, which is the Matsu Valley, which grows a really big vegetables. So that is a lot of fun. But I'm really looking forward to the wider variety of flowering plants that love it here in this maritime climate.
What is popping out at the Arboretum right now, and what do you plan to highlight for visitors this weekend?
Oh, thanks for asking. The primula are probably at their height for spring right now. It is amazingly beautiful. There is color all over the ground. Several varieties, many, many varieties of primrose. The Arboretum is known for its nationally recognized collection, which was started by Caroline, who donated the property to the city and then expanded upon by Merrill, the former manager. And I mean, from whites to yellows to pinks to rose to purple, just every imaginable color of primrose is blooming right now, in addition to some fun lilies and daffodils, pulmonaria. We've got blues and whites. The trees are just budding out. It's just really spectacular.
Don't forget the fritillarias.
Checkered lilies.
Yeah, they're a pretty unique plant, Shelley. They're quite interesting looking. You have to come out and look at it, Shelley.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would love to. That sounds so exciting. I don't know if you heard me gasp when you said the primulas are at their height right now. I was afraid I might miss them, so now I got to make a trip out there in the next few days. So as part of Friends of the Jensen Olsen Arboretum, they've managed to raise funds for some upgrades and additions and programs. Pat, would you like to tell us about those?
Sure. The Friends group supports kids programming. We have three kids programming throughout the year: Bug Day, Poop Day, Vegetable Day.
Did you say Poop Day?
And we, yeah, okay. You know, kids will walk around the garden and look at different poop and decide what it is and learn about it, the naturalist way of looking at things. And the the Friends group has raised funds for a word garden. We have a spot in the middle of the garden where we have words in three languages, and you can make sentences and inspirational notes and things, and it's surrounded by the garden. And we have raised money for the lovely new Lou. That was our big project in 2019 and 2020. We used a local contractor, Dave Hanna, and he created a a very nice pit toilet is really what it is. It's a fancy outhouse, and it fits nicely into the gardenscape, and it's wheelchair accessible, diaper changing station. So we're very proud of that. We had a ribbon cutting April 3rd. Mayor Weldon came out and cut the ribbon, and we had about a foot and a half of snow on the ground at the time, but we had a nice time. 20 people showed up, which was kind of cool. But we work hard at raising money. We have raffles. Last year was an online raffle. The first year was a in-person raffle. And we'll have another raffle this year, and we're going to focus on what gardeners do when they aren't gardening. So maybe things like bicycles and ski passes and flights out of town and that sort of thing to raffle off. But I want to give a shout out before we finish to this very hardworking and dedicated Friends board. The seven women work really hard to make all this happen, and I just want to thank them once again for all their dedication and effort. So thanks, gals.
And you also you also have a membership program available, which helps support the Arboretum and its events and provides some perks in return. Can you share more about that?
Yeah, well, we have memberships at a variety of levels, and if you go beyond the business level, which is $100 a year, it's renewable every year, you get 20% off of merchandise. We have note cards for people. Meryl took photographs of the garden. We have four seasons, three cards each of the seasons. We have hats. We have commemorative bricks, which is a lovely way to remember a loved one or yourselves, and a Ginger and her crew place them in the garden. And we have a life membership, which is $1,000. You never have to pay again. And you get lots of perks. We'll give a field guide this year and a variety of other things. So it starts at $10 and goes up to life membership. And it allows you some discount on plant purchases. We have an online plant sale going on right now every Wednesday. Look at our website and you can order plants that are available. Ginger and her crew are potting up plants to sell. And that as members, you get a bit of a discount, 20% discount on that.
That's great. And so what are some other events we can look forward to at the Arboretum this summer, in addition to Public Gardens Day happening this weekend?
Well, thank you for saying that, because we were having a solstice party on June 20th, Sunday, the 20th of June. And it'll be from 5 to 7 in the evening. And Tom Locust has agreed to come out and play some jazz for us. We'll have a boxed meal. And for $25 a ticket, that we can, we have to limit it to 50 people. They'll be on sale now, I think, on our website. And I'll give you that website in just a moment. So that's one thing we're doing. We'll have a community picnic with the garden clubs later on in July. And we'll, I think that's about it for this year. We're easing into it from COVID. You know, we couldn't do anything last year. So we're just, you know, getting our legs underneath us again about what we can do and what we can't do.
Nothing wrong with taking it slow. And Ginger, what are you looking forward to for this? I guess this will be your first summer here.
Yes. Well, I'm looking forward not only to seeing this amazing garden change over the season, but exploring more of Juneau. As I said, I'm very excited to be in Southeast. I look forward to visiting some more of the communities around here and taking part in everything that Juneau has to offer. I would also like to thank the friends of the Jensen Olson Arboretum. As Pat said, they have really contributed a lot here and really elevated the visitor experience through their fundraising with the structures that they have been able to build. So I look forward to seeing, meeting more of the friends group and sharing this space with families and folks that just want to come out and see what they can grow in their gardens or not grow, because they can come here and look at it and rest and enjoy.
Yes, it's not all of us can overcome those challenges of that Southeast soil. So,
yeah, me included.
Well, Pat and Ginger, it's been lovely to talk to you today. Thank you so much for dedicating your time and your energy and your work to the Jensen Olson Arboretum, a wonderful resource here in Juneau. Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before we say goodbye today?
Yes, we're developing a field guide for the garden. Merrill and Kelly Jensen are working on that, finishing that up as we speak. It's going into its final edit. So we'll have this wonderful color description of the plants and what their needs are and where they are in the garden pretty soon for sale. So we're very happy about the mapping and the photography and the descriptions. So that's coming up next.
Oh, that sounds lovely. I look forward to seeing that. And Ginger, how about you? Any last thoughts today?
I would like to thank Pat White for her networking. We have some really interesting groups that'll be coming to the garden. There's a couple of bicycle tours that will be here. So I want to remind folks that we can be a destination for your afternoon break. We also are available for rentals for weddings. If you're looking for a beautiful, quiet, small, serene setting, this is it. And if you just want to take a break from fishing or boating, come sit on a bench and look at the flowers.
That's a great note to end on. Pat and Ginger, thanks so much for your time today. Thanks so much for this interview. Have lots of fun this weekend, and I look forward to seeing the plants and trees and flowers here soon.
Thank you, Shelley, very much.
Thank you so much.
Have a great afternoon.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.